Good evening and welcome. Today is Wednesday, July 31st, 2019, and it's approximately 6:05 p.m. Today's public hearing is regarding the Maryland Department of the Environment, the Department's tentative determination to modify Charles County's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, NPDES, Municipal Separate Storm Sewer System, MS-4, permit number 11DP3322, MD0068365. My name is Michelle Crawford, and I'm a natural resources planner with the Sediment, Stormwater, and Dam Safety Program within the Department's Water and Science Administration. With me today from MDE is Ray Barr, Deputy Program Manager of the Sediment, Stormwater, and Dam Safety Program. Thank you to everyone from MDE, Ray.
You're welcome.
And the public officials from Charles County who helped in getting us to today's proceedings. In accordance with Maryland's Administrative Procedures Act, a tentative determination to modify Charles County's MS-4 permit has been advertised in the Maryland Register and published in the Maryland Independent on July 5 and July 12, 2019, sent out to the Department's interested party list for Charles County, and publicized on the Department's webpage, where the proposed permit modification and supporting fact sheet material can be found. Everyone who signed up to speak today or signed the attendance sheet will be added to the department's interested party list and will receive notice of any actions regarding Charles County's MS-4 permit. If you want to be on the department's interested party list for this permit and did not sign up on this sheet, please do so before the end of today's hearing. The purpose of today's hearing is to accept public comment on the department's tentative determination to modify Charles County's MS-4 permit. The department has some introductory remarks regarding this action, and after that, I'd like to give Charles County, the permittee, an opportunity to comment, and any local elected officials who so desire an opportunity to speak. After that, we'll work down the list of speakers who sign up to give testimony today. Today's hearing is scheduled for 2 hours. We would like to provide everyone who would like to speak an opportunity to do so. We should have enough time. For background, Maryland has been delegated authority by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to administer the NPDES program in the state. Final stormwater regulations were adopted by EPA in November 1990, according to Section 402P of the Clean Water Act. These regulations require, in part, that owners or operators of storm drain systems serving populations of greater than 100,000, including Charles County, apply for a Phase 1 NPDES Municipal Stormwater Permit. To improve local water quality in Chesapeake Bay, Charles County's most recently issued MS-4 permit on December 26, 2014, included a requirement for the restoration of 20% of the impervious surface area within the county that was not already managed for stormwater to the maximum extent practicable. On May 31, 2019, Charles County formally requested an NPDES MS-4 permit modification from the department to use Maryland's newly authorized nutrient trading program as an option to help meet its 20% impervious surface area restoration requirement. The county anticipates that it will be able to complete the restoration of 895 of the required 1,577 impervious acres by the end of its permit term on December 25, 2019. This is equal to 57% of the county's impervious surface area restoration requirement. The department has determined that Charles County's MS-4 permit may be modified to allow the use of nutrient trading for the following reasons. In accordance with the Code of Federal Regulations, CFR, 40 CFR Section 122.62, the department may receive new information which justifies applying conditions different from those in the permit if the information was not available at the time of permit issuance. In accordance with 40 CFR Section 122.62, the department may modify an existing permit when proposed standards and regulations covering the permitted activity may have changed since issuance of the permit. A new phase of Maryland's nutrient trading program with authorizing regulations COMAR 26.08.1 1.11 was formally adopted for use on July 16, 2018. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency reviewed and did not object to Maryland's trading policy updates and draft MS-4 permit modification language. The new trading policy, allowing MS-4s to acquire nutrient trading credits, was not in place at the time Charles County's NPDES MS-4 permit was issued. The department received a request on May 31, 2019, from Charles County to modify its current NPDES MS-4 Phase 1 permit to allow the use of nutrient trading as an option to meet its MS-4 permit impervious surface area restoration requirement as authorized under the new trading policy updates. The EPA, the department, and the courts have determined that the 20% impervious surface restoration requirement is an approved effluent limit consistent with and satisfactory for addressing both the Chesapeake Bay and other applicable TMDL waste load allocations, WLAs. Trading for equal amounts of total nitrogen, TN, total phosphorus, TP, and total suspended solids, TSS, that would be reduced through the 20% impervious surface restoration requirement would have the same net effect on local and Chesapeake Bay water quality and providing a nutrient trading option for the county to use as a means to comply with its MS-4 permit can improve restoration cost effectiveness toward local and bay water quality improvements. I would like to ask now if anyone present from Charles County government would like to add comments to the public record.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Karen Wiggin. I am a planner in the Charles County Planning Division and one of the liaisons for Charles County to the Maryland Department of Environment on the county's MS-4 permit. I want to start by thanking the Maryland Department of Environment for moving ahead with the county's requested permit modification, conducting this hearing, and giving the public the opportunity to comment. I would also like to acknowledge the Maryland Department of Environment's adoption of trading regulations in 2018, which allow the opportunity for jurisdictions such as Charles County to voluntarily participate in trading in order to comply with the 20% restoration requirement of the county's MS-4 permit. Charles County is committed to local and bay water quality and has taken specific steps and completed an extensive amount of work to address the 20% restoration requirement and continues to work towards full compliance. Since December 2014, when the county was issued the most recent MS-4 permit, the county has made significant accomplishments. Under planning programs, the county has completed all required planning documents, including 10 watershed assessments, a municipal stormwater restoration plan for achieving total maximum daily loads, an impervious surface area assessment, and 2 financial assurance plans. In addition to the required plans, the county completed a shoreline management plan and a continuous monitoring and adaptive control feasibility study. Under operational programs, the county has established street sweeping, inlet cleaning, and septic pump out reimbursement programs, biannual rain barrel workshops, and a watershed restoration grant program administered by the Chesapeake Bay Trust. Additionally, a litter crew and 2 new stormwater maintenance inspectors have been added. Staffing under the Watershed Restoration and Protection Program has increased from 3.5 to 10.4 full-time equivalents in 5 years. Under capital programs, restoration project managers have increased from 2 to 4, and 3 consultant firms have been dedicated to designing and permitting restoration projects. 3 step pool conveyances, 4 submerged gravel wetlands, 5 stormwater ponds, 24 swales, a bioretention, a large underground storm filtering facility, an outfall stabilization, and 2 living shorelines have been constructed. Several additional projects are currently under construction and in the design and permitting phases. The county continues to work towards full compliance with the restoration requirement, but having the flexibility to trade for a portion of the requirement is important to the county as we come closer to the end of the permit term. The county is awaiting the decision on the Frederick and Carroll County's MS4 permits appeals case, which was heard by the Maryland Court of Special Appeals in September 2018 and could impact the county's obligations under the current MS4 permit, including the extent of the restoration requirement, and shape how the Maryland Department of Environment writes MS4 permits in the future. On behalf of Charles County, thank you for listening to our comments.
Thank you. Okay, let's get started working down the list of folks who have signed up to speak. When called to testify, please come up to the podium and start by stating your name and spelling it out for the stenographer. And if you're affiliated with an organization, let us know who that is for the record. So first we have Bruce Gilmore, please.
Good evening. My name is Bruce Gilmore, and I am appearing at this public hearing on behalf of the Audubon Naturalist Society to read an oral statement into the record. Let me spell my name, BruceGilmore. Audubon Naturalist Society, AUDUBON, NATURALIST, SOCIETY. We will be submitting written testimony on the proposed permit modification during the public comment period. As is made clear in the fact sheet, Phase 1 MS4 permits are to address, quote, stormwater concerns related to local and Chesapeake Bay TMDL via a 20% restoration requirement for impervious surfaces that have no treatment. Achievement of bay and local stormwater TMDLs should be characterized as the cornerstone provision of all Maryland Phase 1 MS4 permits. Given the clarity of the above statements, there is great concern about how any permittee can achieve the ultimate goal of nutrient and sediment pollution reduction for Chesapeake Bay and local waters if the current permit impervious surface restoration goals are being missed. The above concern is illustrated by the Charles County experience in implementing its current MS4 stormwater permit. As the fact sheet sets forth, Charles County had an ISR 20% goal of 1,577 acres for its current permit term. As its latest annual report states, Charles County's total untreated impervious area is 7,877 acres. At the time of the preparation of the fact sheet, the county anticipates restoration of 895 acres, or 57% of its restoration requirement. These numbers mean that Charles County anticipates reaching a mere 11.3% of its current permit ISR requirement of 20%. Failing pretty far short of its impervious surface restoration requirement has a consequence in terms of pollution reduction. This consequence is borne out in the tables in the Charles County 2018 Annual Report at page 126. For total nitrogen, the county was to meet a reduction of 20.24%. it reached only 9.2% nitrogen reduction. For total phosphorus, the county was to meet a reduction of 38.2%. It reached only a 16.8% phosphorus reduction. We understand and appreciate the statement on page 5 of the fact sheet, last bullet, that, quote, it is generally understood, unquote, that the use of nutrient treating in the last year of a permit term must be, quote, replaced by stormwater management practice and alternatives during the next permit term, unquote. The trouble is that this statement cannot be taken alone, given that it appears in the fact sheet, but is not anchored in the permit itself. To assure that this statement is legally binding and enforceable, we strongly urge that there be precise language in the new permit for all permittees which have used nutrient treating to achieve ISR credit, which states that each such credit is replaced by actual in-ground impervious surface restoration. I very much appreciate the opportunity to appear this evening. Written testimony will be submitted for the record during the comment period. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person signed up to speak is Chris Dudley.
Behind me. So yes, my name is Chris Dudley. I'm a member of the Mattawan Watershed Society. So this sounds to me like Charles County in the top of the ninth inning is asking to be able to win by touchdowns. And it doesn't serve the public interest to do that. We need to have these stormwater impervious surface reclamations or treatments serve other purposes than just protecting the bay. They serve public safety. We have been having enormous flooding here in Charles County, and it's owing to stronger precipitation systems. These things on the ground help to control that flooding. So it's good that we're trying to control the pollution and restore the bay, but it has other effects. And if you leave them off, then you're risking the lives and the property of the citizens of the county. So I think we should not change the rules in the middle, even if it's permitted, because of the co-benefits of actually figuring out ways to soak up the stormwater so it doesn't flow rapidly and doesn't float people's cars away and they drown in their cars. It also helps to protect our infrastructure, our road infrastructure, our bridge infrastructure from washing away, and we've had terrible problems with that as well, which is quite expensive to the taxpayers. So taking our stormwater and slowing it down so that it isn't grinding at the infrastructure will save us money in the end. I fear that those benefits haven't been taken into account at the county level. So, you know, we're looking at raising taxes, but why not do the things that we're supposed to do anyway to preserve the bay, which will also have benefits in not having to rush out and repair roads or we won't have higher electricity costs because the telephone poles or the power poles won't be washed out underneath and knocked over, and then there are extra repairs for the SMECO's infrastructure. These slowing down the stormwater runoff has great benefits other than just reducing the amount of dog feces, trash, sediment, lawn fertilizer, et cetera, ending up in the bay. It also saves our homes. It saves our roads. It saves our bridges. It saves our electric distribution infrastructure from extra stress that is being put on it by the increase in storm size. And it just makes no sense not to go ahead and do those things. And also, you know, this is a phase one thing, but over in phase three, we're supposed to be paying attention to the issues that are brought up by these increased precipitation events within the phase three WIP, right? So why would we shoot ourselves in the foot now when these kinds of treatments can help in those issues as well? So if you're going to be changing the rules, change them to please keep our people safe, please keep our roads from eroding rapidly in a huge storm and runoff, please keep our bridges from breaking as they have from the flooding by slowing down the storm runoff and retaining it, keeping it from flowing out so fast. That takes the physical treatments that are required, and that the county hasn't got it done yet shouldn't be a reason to be able to say, oh, well, let's switch to touchdowns from home runs. It doesn't make really any sense, particularly in the context of phase three of the phase three WIP. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. For the record, everyone who is present and wishes to speak has spoken. There are no elected officials present. Anyone who wants to submit written testimony after today can do so up until October 3, 2019. Comments can be submitted to Mr. Raymond Barr, Maryland Department of the Environment, Water and Science Administration, Sediment, Stormwater, and Dam Safety Program, 1800 Washington Boulevard, Suite 440, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230-1708, or by email at Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, .Barr, B-A-H-R, at maryland.gov. Additional information on this permit modification can be found on the department's website, www.mde.maryland.gov. After the comment period has closed, the department will develop a response to comments document that will support a final determination to modify Charles County's MS4 permit. Anyone who signed up on our attendance sheet today or gave testimony will be added to the department's interested party list for Charles County and will be kept apprised of all permit actions via email announcements. I want to thank everyone for attending this evening's public hearing and for your participation in these important matters. And we are now officially closing the record.
I'm sorry. I recommended that Michelle say that. We're closing the public hearing at this point, and the record is open, as she said, until October 3rd, 2019.